Bus rider is really hard to move when you try to secure a ride and stuff like that. So, you know, for anybody having a car, like, it would be easier, and I could have moved in like a few days or the day of. But, how's your weekend? I mean,
I've been working. I had no weekend. I've been working.
What's that? What's a weekend? Then, right?
Can I eat it? Like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
it's been well, at least it's not hot, though. When it, like, you know how when it's hot and it starts raining and it's just gross and muggy and wet, and that's just, like, the worst. At least it's cool and raining, and I can just, like, after this, I can go home and curl up in my favorite sweater and watch Netflix and drink mint tea.
That is such a vibe.
I can't wait.
So it's and it actually, like, riding the bus from this new place, like, it's been a lot easier. I'm on a couple of 24-hour lines. I'm not going to mention which lines because y'all will figure out where I live. So
they would not.
They could not pinpoint you.
You think he's so popular and famous? Like, somebody.
No, I gotta, like, watch out on these stuff like that. You know, watch out in these streets. Like,
ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. What is this? What would you call this, like, area of the house? It's like, it's not a greenhouse, but it's more of a.
It's nicknamed the therapy porch because there's a lot of good conversations, healing, and cry. But I call it's just an outdoor patio. It's a back.
Or is it technically an indoor patio?
An indoor patio in the backyard.
Yes. Is your cat supposed to be out?
It's an indoor outdoor cat.
Cool.
Yes, her name's Spooky.
Cute.
You don't know Halloween's coming? No, it's already here.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming.
No, it's already here. It started September.
September 1st.
Yes. Yeah. Halloween starts September 1st.
Yeah.
And ends at 11:59 p.m. on October 30th. It goes on. And then by November
1st. 31st. Actually, it ends 12:01 a.m. November 1st.
Oh, I like your style.
There we go.
I love that, right?
12:01 a.m.
12:01 a.m. November 1st. Ooh, spooky, spooky. Yeah. You know what else is spooky, too?
What?
The decline of ridership across the country.
Think so? Except here in good old D.
Detroit's an exception, right?
Always.
There's something exceptional.
With us along with six other cities anyway.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to get more into that. But first, welcome to the Do Better D.Dot podcast.
Season two.
Sorry. Episode 5.
Woo!
I am your co-host, Sam.
And I am Ray.
And thanks once again for all the support on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes.
And make sure you guys send us your creepy bus stories. Okay, it's been slowing down lately. We want more so we can have a nice big episode around that. You can send it to dobetterd.at gmail.com. That's dobetterd.at gmail.com.
Send them stories. Halloween's coming up. We want to give you a really, really good show. I know y'all got some interesting stories, funny ones and good ones. I want to hear some really feel-good stories, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that time, like, that driver might have stopped and wait for this elderly lady, walked her across the street, and then wait for her to pay her fare and everything. Like, I want to hear it all. We all want to hear it all. Make us all, like, it really be spooky, though. We really want spooky stories, but send them all. Do better. DDOT at gmail.com. No spaces. Do better DDOT at gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah. So, first of all, last week you were pretty awesome on the housekeeping, but.
Oh, you going to make me do it or you going to do it?
No, it's my turn.
Okay. Put on that smooth jazz voice. B90.
All right. We told you we got your bus pass for you, right? DART is a new way to pay for transit. Say before you pay. No more transfers, no more additional fees. Pay once and ride on both DDOT and Smart. All of this information and more is also on the DDOT website, DetroitMI.gov, DetroitMI.gov. Say that 5 times with that jazzy tune.
Okay.
The startup is up and running. Did y'all hear? Well, you heard it from us now. Download the app on Apple and Android. And you can also, with the DART app, purchase your 4-hour, 24-hour, 7-day regional, and 31-day regional through the DART app. Available, again, as I said before, on Apple and Android. However, and unfortunately, there is a 15-cent fee per pass, not per transaction. Only because there's a third party that is charging that amount of money to buy the pass. So it's technically not DDoT levying it, but hey, maybe y'all can send in a complaint and say, why don't y'all just cover the fee? It's only 15 cents. 313-933-1300 if you have any DDoT complaints as well, too. Just had to throw that in an ad lib.
I always have a DDoT complaint. Thank you. Yeah.
How did I do?
A++++.
Thank you. Wow. All
right. So I believe that Ray has an update ever since, you know, Ray's Rebellion last week. What's going on, Ray, if you don't mind?
So we have negotiated with the top brass of the opposing war party and... drum roll! Monthly meetings are resuming third Thursday of October. I want to thank everyone in the transit riding community. I want to thank the Detroit People's Platform Transit Justice Team and other organizations, and also State Representative Cynthia Johnson for also taking this up to the state level and raising awareness. Really, thank you. So yes, the third Thursday of October, there would be a DDoT community input meeting from
5 p.m. 7 p.m. at
the Rosa Parks Transit Center. Which floor, though?
Second floor.
All right. So y'all got that out the way. And we'd love to give you an update about what happened at that meeting.
Oh, we will. I'll be there.
Y'all better be ready for that podcast.
We're going live, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be able to check that out on our Facebook page and be able to comment and view the DDoT community input meeting that is now happening once again on the third Thursday of every single month.
Yes. Congratulations, bus riders and supporters. Mm-hmm. You made it happen.
I love when we get what we want.
Right. Just feels especially good. When we pay for it and deserve it.
So. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're here today to talk about our beloved ridership in Detroit. So, apparently, according to an article by Curbed, there are only 7 cities in the country over, like, within the last previous years, like, I guess, where the ridership has actually increased instead of declined.
Wow, 7 cities.
Yeah, I wonder what we're doing right and what the other ones are doing wrong.
Yeah, considering that we have a whole podcast on doing better DDoT.
Right.
And we still got ridership. What's up with that?
Well, okay.
Interesting.
We'll get into the heavy stuff later.
I'm just sure that's what first, the listeners taking.
You know, yeah, first let's define ridership. Like, what does that even mean?
All right. So ridership is just purely the number of rides taking on the bus and recorded through some sort of ride collection system, usually through a fare box in a given time period. So you can measure ridership by the day, if you're really good, by the hour. By the month, by the quarter, and then by the year. And ridership is just simply the number of times or the number of rides taken per day. So, for example, I could generate a daily ridership of about 7 rides because of my commute to or from a place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So each time a person boards a bus, that's a ridership number. So it's very possible that one person can generate 10 or more rides. So just get that out. Mm-hmm. Ridership is the number of rides taken, not the number of people taking rides.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Not the number of people taking rides, but the number of rides taken.
Taken by the people.
By the people.
Actually, that's really... Okay, thanks for clearing it up because I thought it was the other thing.
Like, that was fun to listen to.
That was actually really good.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, apparently... And as far as DDoT goes, there were over 240,000 more rides taken in Detroit in 2018.
That's
that was
impressive.
Just last year, though.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I'm
it is. Dang. All okay, right. Okay. Doing good, DDoT?
Right.
Doing good, DDoT. Maybe that could be a successor podcast series to when stuff starts actually doing good. Mm-hmm. We can hope.
Is it DDoT doing good or is it something else? Which we will get further into later. Like I got thoughts about this. I have opinions.
We have it all. Like so, like I'm pretty sure someone's wondering, like these 7 other cities other than Detroit. Like wow,
the 6 other cities other than Detroit.
Yeah,
it's Los Angeles, Denver, Seattle, Houston, San Antonio, and San Francisco.
I've been to a few of those cities myself.
Yeah, they're on the rise.
Transit's really popping. Especially, I took the bus in LA. I liked it.
Me too.
Yeah, at like 5:39 after going to a couple of after-hour bars and stuff like that, still made it to my Airbnb.
I could see San Francisco because it's so expensive to live there. Like, can you imagine having like a condo or insurance to worry about? Or
early ending bus service.
Yeah. Irritating.
We had an episode on that, by the way.
Yeah. So why do you think ridership is slipping, like, in these other cities? Like, what do you think is going on?
Well, I've done some little bit of cursory research on this, and what they're saying, there's, like, I know for certain, like, in New York City, I'm pretty sure to quote me on this, that there's been a lot of construction and infrastructure on the subway, so that's kind of reduced ridership in the transit system, because they're not just a bus-only system. Y'all know New York. They're like, the penultimate example of public transit in the United States. But there's been some sort of like lack of investment in buses as well too. Buses are not sexy when it comes to urban planning. This whole little shared mobility thing and, you know, flying cars and stuff like that is really, I know I sound critical of mobility. I'm a little bit worried about it. So is that could be tapering numbers. They've also cited ride hailing services. That's mobility like Lyft and Uber taking sequestering ridership numbers because it's filling an immediate need
also, like,
on time to get to places that certain transit has. And in New York's traffic, I'm not but I've heard some horrendous stories. A lot of people don't have driver's licenses. So that's the other thing that's weird. It's like, it's normal and common not to have a driver's license in New York because you're taking a public transit. So you think, why is it slipping? The bus service in those cities are really suffering because of the lack of investment in there. We right now, I'm going to call it this. The country is going through a streetcar virus or flu right now where they're just putting a lot of our money into streetcars and trains and commuter trains that serve more affluent areas and buses that are more equitable and serve, like, you know, majority Black and people of color communities, even, you know, like areas where there's like white individuals with high poverty. There are all of those populations tend to ride transit and that beats up the numbers. So some of this is some research that I've read. Usually when the economy gets better too, the most vulnerable groups first tend to get cars. So that is contributing to a decline in ridership as well too. And but guess what? It's the most flexible option. You can have lanes. They're modular. You can scale them and have longer buses. But it's just really, those are the reasons. But I want to ask you, like, what do you think it's up to? There's pretty sure it's like a deeper dive. Why is it slipping in a way too?
The rideshare, going back to that, that's become really popular. And then in big cities like New York and Seattle and things like that, they have Uber pool or Lyft line where it's even cheaper. Like, you know, I would do that. I would definitely do
that's
that.
That's taking ridership number from buses.
Yeah. Like, why not go ahead and pay like the extra $5.25 to get someplace faster?
I'm in a private vehicle. I'm not dealing with other people to an extent, you know.
And also,
we're not waiting at a shelter. Yeah. Well, hey, guess what? Other cities don't mind waiting at shelters because they actually have them.
Also, I noticed this is really funny and probably stereotypical, but I noticed that New Yorkers are 10 times more likely to pitch a fit when things are like not going as fast as they would like them to. They're very impatient. Just waiting for a light to change. They do not like to wait. And Lyft allows you to just like hop in a car real quick and keep it moving. Or Uber.
Guys, if y'all listening from New York, we from the Midwest.
We wait.
Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, they just did it real quick and went like this, done. Like,
They already had like three breaths already.
Just with your one.
That New York minute is like 50, like it's like 5 seconds.
So we were talking about like what are the reasons that, you know, these other cities like New York and whatnot, why their ridership is slipping. Let's talk about why Detroit is one of the exceptions, right, to the rule. Even though transit everywhere, like they said, it's like going through a lapse, really, like it's all slipping out and ridership is not good, but for some odd reason Detroit is excelling. Why do you think that is?
What are you doing
what are
better,
we,
D-Dot?
What are you better here?
Like, what is D-Dot doing that's better?
you're trying to change the podcast.
Oh no, I'm just using podcast name as wordplay. Oh no, we ain't gonna slack on doing better. No, y'all definitely still gotta do better, D-Dot, you know? Yeah. No, but seriously, I think that despite this whole stereotype or moniker that we're the Motor City, a lot of people ride the buses here. Mm-hmm. There's like really heavy transit lines. Like the Grand River is really a lot of people mm-hmm. in there. There's the Dexter. There's mm-hmm. Gratiot. There's Mac. Usually is crowded. You got Warren mm-hmm. that's crowded. So there's high ridership on like many of their most main routes and stuff. So that's the bulk some ridership. Honestly, a lot of people, like, there's some people that ride the bus and they have the capability to be in a car. Are any choice riders? It's more like have no choice riders because auto insurance is really high.
Oh my god, yes.
Auto insurance is obscenely expensive mm-hmm. in the state of Michigan. And
it yeah. well, especially in Detroit though, we have even higher insurance rates yes. than the rest of the state.
So yes, that's double disparity right yeah, there. Yeah,
it's so awful.
Why is that?
What do you mean, like why our car insurance is so high?
Yeah, oh,
it's
no.
Definitely,
it's
definitely, I don't know, it's a disparity. Like, they want to keep us poor here. That's got to be it. Also, I mean, Detroit is known as the Grand Theft Auto capital in the country, actually. So I'm assuming that, you know, those insurance companies want to be paid,
they
right?
They want to be paid, and they say it's risk mm-hmm. by zip code and things. I think there's some redlining going on, too. There's definitely. Heavy red... Not think. I know for sure that there's redlining because it goes by zip codes, and I wonder if the higher premiums in the zip codes are in tandem to the population of people of color. And
also crime rates.
Yeah, crime rates, too. But why are those crime rates high? Because there's probably, like, lack of jobs and opportunities mm-hmm. so people who are engaged in illicit businesses that, you know, you have to use violence to have your grievance because there's no courts to go through mm-hmm. you lose money. So all of that preponders to, like, you know, an injustice where, okay, like, dang, some people don't even... Look, I'm going to be real. Some, like, I love riding the bus. Some people don't. And they're priced out of automobile, and yes, it's good to have a fallback. That's what a transportation system is. It should mm-hmm. not be the ride of last resort, to be really honest with you. Mm-hmm. But many of these people, I call them car refugees or something. They want to afford a car and have it, mm-hmm. but that auto insurance is so high, they're riding the bus, and it's an economic choice. Yeah. And you know what? Between choosing, you know, to keep your house up, and especially you have a family, that could be the reason why ridership is going up, right? Yeah. So why are some other reasons why ridership is going up?
Honestly, you know how like DDOT is making, they're making all these new... DDOT's doing, like they're making all these new decisions. Like they're coming up with these new things such as the DART app and the new bus fare, the 4-hour passes and things like that, right? And most people will be like, you know, DDOT, they're just doing really well now. Like, they've got these new buses, and it's doing all this and all that. I mean, that's not necessarily true. Like, we're still getting the same shitty service. Yeah. What's really going on and why ridership is basically skyrocketing in Detroit is because we, as people here, we're getting poorer. Yeah. Poverty is real here. Like, most of us live below the poverty line.
Yeah.
Most of us can't afford a car. And if we have a car, we can't afford that insurance. We riding dirty. Yeah. It's either ride dirty, get arrested, or take that bus. Because like service has not improved.
No, period. It's not. Whatever narrative mm-hmm. they're like pumping out on our local media mm-hmm. is such crap. Like, it's not getting better. Oh, yeah, you live on the main line. Your service might be good. That's good for you, and I'm mm-hmm. happy. Let that be, is that for the rest of the lines?
No, it's not.
No, and we know that. So even within Detroit, there's rider disparity.
Definitely.
But is our department collecting that type of data to, how can we even tell DDOT to do better when we don't even have the numbers to do that? So I'm here to working on that. Like, no, and I'm like, I'm legit saying they are putting that together. Maybe it could get some insight, but I don't know if they're going to collect route ridership, because that can help them improve, like, how can we increase it? But I know what they've been trying to do in terms of like increasing ridership, like Wi-Fi, and then you gotta like, it doesn't work. They don't have the instructions how to get on there. So you gotta like, you wouldn't have known if you didn't get on many public Wi-Fis. Like, you gotta press connect on some little webpage that might pop up.
Might, yeah.
So you're like, screw this. Let me go and continue to use my data that I have a limited allotment of, you know, like, yeah. and things of that sort. So that Wi-Fi on the bus could have been like, wait, dang, I don't gotta use my data and stuff like that. That could have done a little bump up on ridership, but it's okay. So what else?
Like, also just to note that Wi-Fi on the bus is slow as hell. Like, it's not good Wi-Fi at all. Yeah, I sometimes I just switch it off and just use my own data.
I'm like,
it's just
fuck
so
it.
Slow.
I'm like, fuck it.
It's so slow.
I ain't dealing with this shit.
Yeah,
right
and
now.
then you know, no amount of good Wi-Fi is gonna make up for how fucking dirty these buses are.
Yeah, and dusty, and you know, just
we're both like just
low down dirty, right?
Just low down dirty. Guy, you know? Shameless plug. Check out that episode. Yeah. It's on season one.
It's hilarious. I was cracking up myself at listening to it. Yeah, we listen to our own episodes.
You dork.
I know, right? Was that some AMSR thing going on?
ASMR?
Yeah, ASMR.
Just a little bit. ASMR.
We should do an ASMR version of the Do Better D-Dot podcast.
One day. I mean, I'll just let you do it.
You're gonna hear my really smooth voice, right?
Smooth.
So the buses got this kind of like horrendous green color on them.
Oh yeah,
They put a new color on the outside.
They're trying
to make it look vintage. Yeah, like the way that the wrap looks like one of those vintage buses or whatever. I just don't like. I'm sorry. I have the thing about green and design on clothes or logos and other stuff. It's just a really uncareful color, but that's not improving ridership
at all. It just makes it look cute for the people that are coming in to visit.
So yeah, like. So the Wi-Fi is on there, right? Do they put like outlets on the bus so people could charge their phones?
No.
Oh.
It's not useful.
That would have been a good idea.
I mean, nothing that DDOT has done in the past 3 years has actually been particularly useful.
Like, or improving ridership.
What did I say to them when we had our last big meeting? I said, it feels like you guys are doing things like it's progress for progress' sake.
Yeah. It's like progress to just like check off like check boxes or whatever, right?
It's progress for progress' sake. To quote Dolores Umbridge, unfortunately. It just is.
Right.
It looks good on paper, or like it's aesthetic, but it's not really helping anybody. Because, like, you know, I can easily pay for my pass on my Dart as well as just with actual cash money on the bus.
Right.
It's not really
so the
doing
new
anything great.
Dart app is not increasing ridership either, because
it can't possibly be.
No, but it's going to be like kind of spun as such. Like, look, we got a new app now. Mm-hmm. Ridership's increasing.
Yay.
A new way to pay is not a new way to pay. Save before you pay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's like, look, y'all, we got a Dart app. That means you can jump on the bus now.
Right. Faster. And then that's going to increase more people getting on the bus, because someone's going to download the app and be like, I want to get on the DDOT bus now that I got the Dart app.
Yeah, because it's
gonna
try it out.
To try it out, because it's going to make the buses go on time.
I just know
on
that,
time and by schedule.
I just know that Dart app is a beacon for the bus to come.
Right, right. And the other thing is too, like, because the Dart app is like, it's going to change so much with DDOT. It's actually going to make it go by schedule. And then there's this cool feature that is not on an app where you can report when the bus is like over 5 minutes late.
None of that is there. Like, I mean, he sounds serious, but none of that is there. I mean, they have a button for you to push so you can go to the transit app. So, you know, like, it doesn't do anything. It just takes your payment plus 15 cents.
And befuddles the driver that didn't hear about this app or whatever.
Oh my God, they still stare at it like it's new. It's been out for like almost like a month. They still stare at it like it's new.
So, okay, enough laughing and kicking about how this app is like really improving ridership. I can't even say it with a straight face.
I mean,
right?
Long story short, it's not.
So, anyways, no, to be really serious though, like, what are some ways to improve ridership in Detroit to make us even better and on top? We already got the highest in the country, right?
Okay, so listen, hear me out. This might be a radical idea, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe ask the people what they want.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Groundbreaking.
That is really asking people what they actually want. Like,
and then actually DDOT implementing change that way, man.
Man, that is so cool. What if DDOT actually had a meeting like this upcoming Thursday in October, and they actually asked us what they want? And like,
that was just a meeting. Like, literally, they were just like, what do you want?
But we gotta get some specifics for our audience though, right? Like, what are some 3 things that we could possibly outline for Detroit to even for us to stay on top for 2019 and 2020 for ridership? Like, we're exceptional. One of seven.
One. Low income fare.
Yeah, that's number one. That's going to really allow more people to ride the bus paying like a reduced fare.
Exactly. Two, more buses on every route. Like, there shouldn't just be 10. How many is it? 10 to 14 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Routes that only have they're the only ones that have the 24-hour service. And they're the only ones that come every 15 minutes or so. These should all be getting that. Because literally, yeah. I will walk to a Connect 10 route, which is not close to my house at all, to get where I need to go faster, and I shouldn't have to. Like, there's the number 15 right there. There's the Evergreen right there. Like, there's the Plymouth right there. And it makes no sense that I have to walk super fucking far to get to a
Connect 10. So it's inconvenient. So if you made super the system convenient. More convenient, like not having once an hour bus lines, find some money, find some grants. There's money out
find
there.
Find some bus drivers. That's what it is.
And retain them. And so retain you're finding them, you're training them, but you're not keeping them. So find some retention program. And like, I think a cool idea, might not improve ridership, but improve like morale, like have a public kind of like driver appreciation, and then like have a contest, like who can be the best, rated the best driver. Like, you know how like we can do 5 or 4 stars on a mm-hmm. Lyft and everything? Like, what if we rated our bus route? That can give the department some data on like what are areas that are like kind of bad. Like, kind of make it fun. Like, get a DDOT app itself, and it can be a ride alert app. It could be a meeting alert. Like, hey, this meeting's here. Yeah. DDOT, y'all listening? Like, y'all one of our biggest fans, so like,
for real,
yeah,
they really listen in.
No, so like, some other ideas like to increase ridership here, like to make it like, so you said make the routes convenient,
yeah,
like more frequent, like mm-hmm. instead of that once an hour, mm-hmm. every 35 minutes, right? If it's right. a slower route, once every, I don't know what you think.
I feel like slower routes should not, we shouldn't wait more than 30 minutes.
I agree.
It I don't care how slow
a
30 it is.
Minute standard, like yeah. seriously, a 30 minute yeah. standard.
It should be 10, 15, 30. That's, like, that's
low.
It.
That's the bar low enough yeah. for DDOT to meet.
Definitely. And also, make the bus stops safe. We need shelters, we need lighting. And we need somewhere to sit.
Like an emergency button, yep. too.
And there should be emergency
there buttons. There are seniors and women and children that do ride the bus that mm-hmm. need to feel safe. I'm sorry.
Definitely. No, you're fine.
I'm just excited. These are good ideas. Yeah. They can hear from us.
Yeah.
Take it from us.
Ooh, basically. What else? We need some, it needs to be weather controlled in there. Like, if it's cold outside, it needs to be warm inside.
Like a heating element, like the...
It'd be, like the Q line.
The little engine that couldn't.
Well, what do you think should... That they could do.
To all right, so driver appreciation, convenient mm-hmm. routes, better technology, mm-hmm. better alert system, follow the schedule.
Oh my God, yes.
I literally have a friend from Flint that was saying, like, they're bus drivers. I wish we had this energy here. Get ready for this, y'all. They'd be stressed out if not meeting schedule, so they'll blow through lights. They'll tell people, hurry up and get on the bus and just pay your money there. Like, they're speeding. They're meeting that schedule on time because they're going to get in trouble mm-hmm. if they do not have schedule adherence. Mm-hmm. I think, like, and I'm sorry, drivers. I'm really sorry. Y'all probably have some leniency. Probably not, because some drivers even tell me, I don't want too much of a variance is a difference between two values. Like, I don't want to slack up more on my ridership. So if every driver was really disciplined on scheduled hearings, like, I saw this documentary on the Shinkansen, you can correct me. Shinkansen train. Yeah. And this guy was like, oh man, I'm late by like 3 seconds. He was stressed. This train driver was just like, maybe if I just speed it up to this miles per hour, I can meet my time and make up for time there. What if that we had that energy in DDOT too, but about schedule adherence? Like,
then everyone would have
that's
ulcers.
A management thing. So I'm not even about to put that on the drivers. Mm-hmm. The thing is, when you're working in a place, a good employee does well because they have good management and good supervision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I think good. That's my grand idea for improving ridership. Like, have these drivers, not stressed, but have these drivers knowing that you gotta be on schedule with that stuff. Because our time is valuable. This is why we're telling you all this stuff, to be honest. Like, Mrs. Geraldine May's gotta get to work. But really get on that schedule adherence. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, you have any more ideas tomorrow before we
honestly, before I don't want to give out? I don't want to give no more ideas for free. Because, like, they're going to have to pay me. That's it. Like, I'm not giving them no more ideas for free. So,
all right,
let's close out.
All right. Well, you heard from me. I'm Ray.
I'm Sam. And you're listening to the Do Better DDOT podcast. Bye.